It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm the Anita Thomas of Travel Bags with Anita, and my friend is Olivia Varnson, sitting in with me again. Well, you're always sitting in with me. I should stop saying it like that, because it's like, when I say sitting in with me, it's like you're, you know, coming in for this show.
I'm Old Faithful.
Yeah. You're definitely Old Faithful and loyal.
Thank you.
Yes, and supportive, all of those things. Check, 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 check. But you're always here with me talking about great travel tips as well as great destinations as well. And today's show is not short of those things for sure, especially great destinations.
Absolutely. It's a dream destination for you, I think.
It was a dream destination for me, because when I think back to my Pan Am days, I had a chance to travel the world. I mean, it was truly a blessing and a privilege to work for an international airline like that, and especially at that time, because we had layovers or times that we spent in each of the destinations that sometimes would be as much as like a week. So you had a great chance to go and see the country and experience it, not just really only as a tourist, are a crew member, even more so, or less than tourists, because as crew members, usually we went kind of in and out, and tourists would be there for a couple of days. But some of the layovers that we would have, you were actually there with enough time to really get to know people, make friends, and almost feel as though it was home.
Exactly. It's a little bit different from being a regular tourist. I mean, you have kind of the world traveler experience already, so you're not, you know, the typical tourist.
Not the typical tourist, and working for an airline, you kind of have the world at your fingertips as well, because one of the perks of working for an airline or working in the travel industry is that you get a chance to have a lot of great benefits on airfare. So you had a chance to go and check out places that most people probably wouldn't have a chance to, or if they did, it would be very expensive for them to go. So it was great. But I'm telling this long story because one of the places that I never got a chance to go to when I was with Pan Am is to the South Pacific. And it was always like one of my dream destinations. I always wanted to go there. I actually did my training in Hawaii. So I guess technically it could be considered a little bit of the...
You're in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood there. But never, ever, ever to Tahiti and Fiji and Bora Bora and all those places that you hear about and just sound like dream destinations. Never had a chance to go there. So it was always like, you know, one of those things that was out there that I wanted to do, but never had a chance to do.
They do sound like dream destinations. And one of the things that makes them so dreamy is they're in their own little oasis out there.
You're right about that. I mean, my husband, Doc Bill, always says that when you go to Hawaii, you're in the middle of nowhere. I mean,
right.
It's like nothing around. Well, the same with the South Pacific. I mean, there's like nothing really around it. Although I say that, but it is not that far from Australia as well as New Zealand. And those two countries also have a lot of connections with the South Pacific Islands. So I've been to Australia, I've been to New Zealand, but not to the South Pacific, to the French Polynesian countries. So it's always been a dream of mine. And I had a chance to go in December.
You did it. You did it in style, from
yes,
what I've heard.
Yes, I did. I did. I had a chance to cruise on the Paul Gauguin, like the French painter, on that cruise line that specializes in the South Pacific. As a matter of fact, that is the only place that they cruise to, is the South Pacific. And I want to talk about Paul Gauguin, but today's show, it's really going to be a little bit more about Tahiti. We can come back, maybe next show, and talk about the Paul Gauguin cruise itself, because that is just, that's a show in itself.
Right.
And we've had Charlotte Smith on, who is the sales director for the Southeast region. We've had her on the show before, and they have sponsored the show and been a great part of Travel Bags. So we have to definitely give them like
the
enough
spotlight.
Time. Yes, a spotlight. There you go. Definitely, definitely. But I'd love to talk about, Olivia, some of the different islands that I had a chance to visit while I was on the cruise.
And it sounds like each island has its own special personality, you know, special things that you have to see and do there. So let's hear all about them.
Well, definitely, definitely. Because here on Travel Bags today, we're going to talk about Tahiti. And I'm Anita Thomas again. I'll introduce myself, the dreamer of all things South Pacific, sitting here with Olivia Varnson. But, you know, one of the first ones, islands that I'd like to talk about is Moorea, and it is the heart of the French Polynesian islands. And it's one of the ones that a lot of people know about, people associated with those beautiful pearls that you can get. So there are a lot of things that people have in mind about the island, even before they get there, just kind of like this vision that maybe they have. And it attracts visitors from around the world because of the natural beauty. I mean, there are these jagged peaks and very mountainous and lush greenery. You see the trees and the just all of the, you know, just the beautiful greenery that's around the island. As you're sailing up to it to dock in, it just looks green. And then you have the blue water. And, of course, the lagoons are always really beautiful because you get kind of that mixture of the different blues. But what I found really fascinating is the deep blue sea. You know, you've heard that saying before.
Yes.
But the waters there are really a very, very deep navy color. And it's really fascinating to look at it. So around Moorea, you definitely see really that deep blue sea there. It's beautiful.
So it's a great place to take in the natural beauty. And it's also a great place to learn a bit more about Tahitian culture.
It definitely is a great place to learn about that. I mean, the early Polynesians named the island Tahiti Iti, which means little fish in Tahiti.
That's pretty cute.
I know, it is a cute name. And it has a lot of history there. And you can actually drive along the coastal roads there, visit some of the small communities, and really take in the beauty kind of at your own pace. But then, of course, you know, when you grow up around that much water, obviously you're going to love things like snorkeling and fishing and diving and things like that, or just sitting on those white, beautiful white sandy beaches as well.
And if you're looking for something a bit slower paced, you can go to Tahaha, one of the Society Islands, known for its tranquility, very quiet island, very peaceful. Kind of sounds like another island we know.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little bit like the island that we love to go to, that you don't have to jump on an airplane and then a cruise ship to go to. You don't have to get on a ferry down to Sapelo Island. But yes, it is. It's very similar to that. And it's, as you mentioned, it's one of the Society Islands. It's very tranquil, very quiet. And again, you get all that beautiful blue colors and lush greenery, because it as well is one of those mountainous type islands as well. But you know, the neat thing about this particular island is also called the Vanilla Island for its numerous plantations of what they call the black gold. So there's a lot of that orchid, because vanilla is actually an orchid, that is grown there on the island, and it makes it really fascinating. So a lot of things with vanilla flavoring that you're going to just eat as well.
Smells good there.
Well, I don't recall there being a particular smell, but I will say that they use a lot of coconut oil there, so you can definitely...
There's that.
Yes,
yeah.
You definitely can get the smell of coconut oil there. So they do things on that island as well for their day-to-day work, such as raising livestock and fishing. Those are the industries and the livelihood that you'll find there as well.
And then another island I've heard of before, Bora Bora.
Well, Bora Bora is probably the most famous. I mean, when you hear the name Bora Bora, you think of those overwater bungalows and all of the beautiful blue seas again, the lush greenery all around, and just that kind of tropical feel is what comes to mind with Bora Bora. And it's really known as the little jewel of an island because it is so well known. And it's very romantic because a lot of people like to go there for weddings, for anniversaries, for birthdays. Any kind of special celebration is a good time to go to Bora Bora. But you know, during World War II, 5,000 American troops were dispatched to the island to establish a supply base for materials en route to the Solomon Islands. So it has a close connection with the U.S. as well. So a lot of people, I think, know it for that and like to go and see some of those historic sites related to that.
And as you were going around, you heard French and Tahitian languages, but you also heard English a lot, too.
Yes, lots and lots and lots of French. So
right.
You definitely know that you're in French Polynesia when you're there, because there's a lot of French that's spoken. But you can get around pretty fairly well with English as well. But if you speak French, you'll probably be a little bit more comfortable there. Now, I have a lot more to talk about with the islands I had a chance to visit. But, Olivia, we've come down to the end of the segment already. I'm just talking because I'm just so excited. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we'll continue talking about some of those beautiful tropical French Polynesian islands I had a chance to visit here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment.